Good day, everybody. Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnad West. And day five of working with green beans. Though it comes to an end, I promise this last recipe is ready and always going to make everyone happy. This is my green bean bacon souffle. So let's get started. To make our bechamel sauce, we're going to need 1 cup of milk, 1 clove, 1/2 onion, and a bay leaf. They call it an onion piquant. So pretty much what it is an onion studded with a bay leaf and a clove all held together. And we just throw that in there. You don't have to dice the onion or anything. All we're doing here is absorbing and taking out flavor. We're going to do 2 egg whites and we're going to whip those up to a nice soft peaks. Once they're at soft peaks, go ahead and let them just relax a little bit. And I say put them in the fridge probably for a couple of minutes. And then right before we're going to turn this into our souffle, we're going to go ahead and whip those up to a nice stiff peak. It wouldn't take no more than about 30 to 40 seconds. We're going to put a pinch of cream of tartar. We're going to do 1 cup of white cheddar, 3 slices of bacon, and 1 cup of green bean puree. So once my milk or my bechamel sauce, which we're doing with our milk, is ready to go. It's nice and it's getting thickened up here. I'm going to add a little bit of xanthan gum to give it a nice thickness to it. You can also do a roux. If you want to do the roux, that's totally okay, which is just equal parts flour and butter. But I highly recommend that you watch it only because it does burn very fast and it can also scald your milk. So once the milk is in your pan and it's on a nice low to medium low heat, make sure you're constantly stirring. This process does not take that long. Once we're thickened up, we're going to let that come to room temperature. And then I am going to add my 2 egg whites that we whipped up already. We'll go ahead and whip those up to stiff peaks now. Fold them together like if we were making a mousse. We're going to add in 1 cup of white cheddar right over the top. And then I'm going to put my 1 cup of green bean puree right into the mix. And it should be a nice light green color, but it will get a nice darker green color as it cooks up. 390 degrees. And I recommend do this for about 15 to 19 minutes. And it's funny, I don't say 20 only because I think 20 is just really pushing it. So between 15 and 19 minutes, just babysit the heck out of this thing. Salt and pepper to taste. And remember, for this and many more of my Untamed recipes, you can follow me at www.ajhtheuntamedchef.com and give us a like on Facebook at Albert J. Hernandez and watch the cooking show on www.foodietv.com. As always, this is Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef, for Agnad West.